Referees checking out the basketball and to make sure it bounces. It'd be a lot more interesting game if it didn't.
If it didn't. All right, number 30, Alex Sutherland for the tip, and there's the horn. We're set for tip-off here at Lake Hamilton High School. Round one of the state tournament is up, and it's tipped. Lady Bears win it. 7:58 clock is rolling. Bears with the basketball first. Godwin with it. Godwin calling out her play. Lady Bears have really got to watch the turnover side of things as Lauren gets the basketball here. They'll give it over to Skaggs. Now back over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven's at the top of the key. Gives it back outside to Graves. Graves meant to throw it to Godwin, and that's going to go backcourt for backcourt violation. First turnover there on the Lady Bears.
That is what you just got through saying. Didn't much point. Get it out of your mouth. Watch the turnovers, and they throw it into the backcourt.
Lady Bears have got to be careful against Norfolk and Hillcrest. We've seen maybe one of the more sloppier games the Lady Bears have played all year, but you know, those games really don't matter, honestly. And I mean, yes, they do matter speeding wise. They throw it inside to number 30, back outside for the mid range jumper by number 4. That is Ashton Knapp, and it's no good. Rebounded by
Bruce. Number 30, Sutherland.
If she went up for 2, she got fouled. She's going to get 2 at the line. Couldn't spit it out. It's west side. So still 0-0 here, 7:18 on our first quarter, and it's going to be at number 30, Alex Sutherland at the line, the senior for Westside. Her first free throw is no good.
Didn't see who the foul was on.
I'm pretty sure Lauren Mitchell.
Still haven't posted on the board.
I think it was on the way, and it's no good. Vangenhoven pulls down the rebound here. And we were noticing last night, these refs are going to call fouls. They are not, I don't want to say not letting them be physical, but they are not letting them be as physical as they have been earlier off. And then another turnover there on the Lady Bears. Vangenhoven's foot could not hang on to the basketball there. Lady Bears have got to get a start on offense here.
Need to take care of the basketball. You got to get a shot up if you want to score.
Bailey's going to pass in the basketball for Greer's Ferry Westside. They'll give it over to number 24. That's Haley Gentry for 3. No good. It's going to roll out of bounds. Off the rim, no good. And it's going to be Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. Bears have got to capitalize on the offensive side of the floor.
Good team rebound there as the ball rolls out of bounds.
Godwin with it here for Mammoth Spring. It is loud here at Lake Hamilton. Mitchell with the basketball. Picks up her dribble, gives it over to Gray. Gives it over to Godwin. And there's an offensive foul on Lauren Mitchell. And that's our second of the ball game.
Wow, that's big.
This is where you might see Sarah Crow or Megan Upton enter this ball game. Now here we go with Westside.
Sarah's going to the scorer's table.
The number 12, Madison Bailey. She'll give it over to Sutterfield. Sutterfield with the basketball. She drives fast back outside to Gentry. Gentry gives it back over to Bailey. Now back inside to number 4, Knapp. As she gives it to 30, Alex Sutherland. She drives up inside. Shot no good, but she got a foul called. And she's going to get
We're going to get Vangenhoven on that one.
The Bears with 3 fouls already with 6:25 to go in our first quarter.
Shelby's first.
Alex Sutherland shoots and scores. There's the first score of the ballgame. And they're going to leave Lauren Mitchell on the floor here.
They did. They took out
Lauren Skaggs.
Okay. Want to get a little bit more rebounding in there maybe against this Lady Eagle team.
Sutherland's second free throw is good. Eagles up by 2. 2-0 here, 6:24 to go in our first quarter. Godwin wins the basketball for the Lady Bears. Show across the timeline. Godwin gives it over to Mitchell. Mitchell over to Grace. This looks like the same play they ran before. Godwin with it. Godwin up for the basket. Drives. She's fouled and going to get 2 at the line. And this one may be the one that you want at the free throw line now to start things off.
Sutherland with her first foul. That's the first foul on the Lady Eagles.
So Godwin at the line here. First one's up on the way, and it's good, and makes it a 2-1 ball game. And second one by Godwin's up and good, tied at 2, 6:09 to go in our first quarter. Here we go, quick fast break here by Westside. Number 12, Madison Bailey with the basketball. She'll give it over to Sutherfield. Sutherfield gives it over to Knapp. Knapp gives it inside to number 30, Sutherland. She lost the basketball. Lady Bears with it. Godwin going to slow things down here for Mammoth Spring. Godwin calling out her play call. They give it over to Crow. Crow with it here. She's left alone at that top of the key. Gives it over to Mitchell. Lady Bears have 3 good guards that can shoot the three ball in this game right now. Godwin with it here. Rolling things down. 5:28 to go in our first quarter, tied at two here in the first round of the state tournament at Lake Hamilton High School. Outside to Crow, just across that three-point line, and she needs some help here. Crow gives it over to Bangenhoven, and she, an illegal screen, set on Chappelle Graves.
I am not sure. I think they may have called a push-off on Shelby. If
they did,
that would be a first second.
That's Shelby Bangenhoven. Second foul of the game already here. 2-2 is our score. Tied up here, 5:14 to go in our first quarter. Timeout taken. Lady Bears back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its Great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Springs Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back here to the Lake Hamilton High School, host of the 1A State Tournament. It's the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and Westside Eagles going at it here, knotted up at two with 5:08 to go in our first quarter. Coming out of the timeout, there was a tip pass. The pass was made by Sutterfield. She'll give it over to Gentry, back over to Sutherfield, and she'll check things out again. Gives it back over to Southland. Sutherland, that's her name, as they give it over to Bailey. Bailey gets it taken away by Godwin. Here we go. Godwin with the basketball across the timeline. Godwin going straight to the rim. Senior leadership, she's up and good. And the Lady Bears have taken a two-point lead over Westside. Here we go with Sutterfield. Sutterfield with it. Drives inside, shoots the shot, no good. And they're on the ground for it. It's number four. Snap with the rebound, and she makes the basket. And it's up and in. Tied at four here. 4:27 to go in our first quarter. Lady Bears get it back. Godwin with the basketball. And they have got to get those rebounds on the defensive end.
The Lady Bears, defensively, I think have been playing a really good basketball here through this first part of this game.
Graves with the basketball, lost it off of the hands of Bangenhoven. And Bangenhoven's telling Lady Bears just to calm down here, play the basketball that they've played all season. 4:12 to go in our first quarter. Westside with the basketball. It'll be, let's see here, can't catch our number. Looks like Bailey with it. Bailey will give it over to number 24, Gentry. She fires a three, and it's good. And that puts them up by three. 7-4. 3:53 to go in our first quarter. Godwin with the basketball for the Lady Bears. They've got to slow down here on this offensive end. If they give it over to Bangenhoven, it's going to roll off her hands out of bounds. And it's on to Bangenhoven. And it's going to be West Side basketball. Lady Bears have got to find a spark here.
They just need to take care of the basketball.
Here we go with Bailey for West Side. She'll give it inside to Knapp. Knapp drives to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. And Lady Bears trail by five now. Godwin with it. Godwin across the timeline. 3:27 to go in our first quarter. Trail by five with the basketball here. Godwin will give it over to Crow. Crow back over to Godwin. Godwin's driving inside. They're not going to call a foul on that one. Mitchell with the rebound. She goes back up, and she's going to get fouled.
That'll be a two on Sutterfield. Sutherland, excuse me.
And she's going to get two at the line, Will Mitchell. Like you said, that foul was on Sutherland.
Yeah. Number 30. Yeah,
that's her second of the game here. She's got the only two fouls that Westside has. Mitchell's first free throw is up and good. Mammoth Spring has kind of brought a crowd with them. They're kind of spread out across the arena here. You can kind of see the blue just
standing
out here.
Yeah, a lot of blue.
Mitchell's going to get one more at the line here off the foul by Sutherland. And it's up and good. There's Trail still by three here, 9-6, 3:15 to go in our first quarter. They'll hurry up and give it over to Gentry. Gentry gives it over to Bailey, and she's lost the basketball. Chevelle Gray ripped it out of her hands there. Good steal, good defense by Chevelle Gray. Lady Bears with the basketball now. Godwin across the timeline. 2:58 to go in our first quarter. Gives it over to Bangenhoven. Bangenhoven over to Mitchell. Mitchell with the basketball. Drives, puts it up, no good. And there goes the rebound with Knapp. Knapp with the basketball for Westside. She's driving basket to basket, puts it up, no good. And there's Sarah Crow with the rebound. It gets knocked away. Graves is on the floor for it. And now Mitchell recovers it for the Lady Bears and gives it over to Godwin. And we just about seen a score out of that one. They had a wide open lane to the basket as they have recovered that, as Westside have recovered it.
Good defense by the Lady Bears. Good recovery.
Godwin with it here. Lady Bears just got to calm down here on the offensive end of the thing. They give it back over to Godwin. Godwin has got a count on her. There we go. And now Godwin wants to fire the three, and it's good. Ties the ball game up at 9.
Tara has 7 of their 9 points.
Tara's having a game, and that's what you want in this ball game. As a senior stepping up and stolen by Gray. They'll give it over to Conklin and going to slow things down here. Godwin with the basketball, tied at 9, and we've got a minute 53 to go in our first quarter. Godwin with it here. Want to say hi to the Mammoth Springs School as they are having a watch party in
all
the
right.
Lunchroom.
Hello, Mammoth Spring Bears.
And there's a foul on the floor. That is going to be called on
24.
That is Gentry.
Yeah. Haley Gentry's first.
So Vangenhoven will pass in the basketball here for Mammoth Spring. The wide open Lauren Mitchell driving to the basket, but she lost.
She was so open. All she had to do was dribble the ball one time and shoot the layup.
So close.
But trying to hurry up and get it up before anybody got over there to her. Got the dribble.
West side with the basketball here. Bailey with it across the timeline. Bailey at the top of the key for West side. Gives it over to Sutterfield. Sutterfield gives it over to Gentry. Gentry gives it over to number 12 for 3. That's Bailey. It's no good. Rebounded by Gentry. Her shot's no good, and there's another offensive rebound by Knapp. She's up and going to get 2 at the line.
That'll be 3. Who do they call it on? They've got Megan up at the scores table. I believe that's going to be Shelby. Oh, it's just her second.
They called that on Sarah Crow, that one that we thought was on Vangenhoven,
I guess. I guess so, because Crow has 1 and Shelby has 2.
The shot by Knapp's up and good. They lead by 1, 1:26 to go in our third quarter.
Good crowd. Megan up and checking in. And
it is great to see Megan up. She fought through so much, and now it's good to see her back, and she missed the free throw. Knapp did at the line for Westside, and now here we go with the Mammoth Spring Bears again. Godwin with 2. She'll take a seat on the bench as Megan Upton has checked in this ballgame. And Lady Bears has got to get across that timeline setting up their play. They're finally across it, 10-9. Westside leads by 1. Braves will give it over to Crow. Crow will give it over to Mitchell. And Megan Upton being pretty physical down there. They'll give it over to Graves. Graves in the corner here. She needs help. Graves throws it back out. Crow rebounds it. Fourth of Mammoth Spring Lady Bears is now Upton drives inside. She got it stolen back here by Graves. Graves will give it over to Godwin, and she's picked up her dribble. They give it back over to Graves, back over to Godwin. Lady Bears have just calmed down.
And great effort there with the Lady Bears.
They did.
On the floor getting after that loose ball.
Godwin with it here. She'll call out her play. 10-9 our score. Lady Bears might be happy with the final shot here. 32 seconds to go. Now at 30, Godwin with the basketball, and they're going to slow things down here. Lady Bears might want the lead if they can make a shot here coming out of the first quarter. Godwin with the basketball. Godwin just running clock off, 17 seconds to go. Gives it over to Crow. Crow is going to drive and just about lost it out of bounds. Gives it back over to Graves. Graves outside here. Shot to 3, no good. And there's going to be a foul.
Inside.
They're going to call that on number 4, Knapp, and I think over the back.
I should push it inside. Her and Mitchell were battling for position, and they got Knapp.
The Lady Bears with the basketball, 7.1 seconds to go. Westside leads it by 1 as they give it over to Graves. Just about lost it over the line here. Graves will give it over to Godwin. Godwin shoots the 3, and she's fouled and going to get 3 at the line.
Wow.
2.1 seconds to go.
Big mistake there by the Westside Lady Eagles.
Got to see who that foul was called on. We're going to call it on number 12. That is Madison Bailey. That's her first of the ball game. Godwin's going to get 3 shots here. Her first one's up and good. Tied at 10. 2.1 seconds to go here in the first round of the first quarter here at Blake Hamilton High School. Second one's up on the way and good. And Lady Bears lead it by 1 now off the free throw from Godwin. She's got one more coming here. Godwin, shoot, it's up, and good. 2.1 seconds to go. Lady Bears lead it by 2. They'll give it in to number 12. That's Madison Bailey at the horn. No good, and that's the end of our first quarter. Lady Bears lead it by 2, 12-10 here. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
And again, welcome back here to Lake Hamilton High School, host of the 1A state tournament. Lady Bears and the West Side Lady Eagles going at it here. One of the number one seeds here in the 1A state tournament. And Lady Bears lead it by 2, 12-10, 8 minutes on our clock, and we're set for our second quarter. And it's going to be West Side basketball, and they'll start it out with Bailey. Bailey will give it over to Carlton. She's just entered this game, gives it back over to Bailey. Bailey with it here. Back over to Carlton. She lost it out of bounds.
Over.
There's the turnover there on West Side.
Again, good pressure there on that pass on the Lady Bears playing good defense.
7:48 to go and still halftime. Lady Bears with the basketball. Crow's going to pass it in. And West Side looks like they put on the full court pressure. They give it over to Goslin. Knocks out of bounds. Good defensive play there by West Side.
And Coach Small going to go with another guard here, give him a little bit more ball handling. He'll bring Skaggs in, take up and out.
And here we go with the Lady Bears. 7:48 to play in that second quarter. Godwin gives it into Mitchell. Mitchell breaks that press all the way, and she pulls it back out and slows things down here. Skaggs with the basketball now. Skaggs with it. She needs help. Gives it over to Godwin. Godwin now. She's going to call out her play, set up the offense for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears here in the 1A state tournament. Skaggs will give it over to Graves. Graves gives it in to wide-open Lauren Mitchell. She finally gets picked up. Her layup is no good. And they've got to make those. It's West Side basketball now. Gentry with the basketball here. Point guard so far for West Side. They give it in to Sutterfield. Sutterfield shot up and good. Tied at 12 now. They have a spring Lady Bears and the West Side Lady Eagles. Godwin with the basketball. She will bring it up the floor here.
Right now, Tara needs some help offensively.
She does.
10 of the 12 points.
And what did you say, 7 for 7 on the free throw line?
7 for 7. The Bears are 9 out of 9 at the free throw line.
Wow. Godwin with the basketball. Gives it over to Mitchell. Mitchell picks up her dribble. Gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs gets it across to Graves. Graves going to pick up her dribble. And now she dribbles and gives it over to Crow. Crow lost it off her hands. Able to save it, though. Gives it back to Godwin.
Sorry, there's 7 out of 7. Paris 5 out of 5.
Gotcha. So Godwin with it here. Godwin shoots the deep three, and it's no good. That's going to roll out of bounds, and it's going to be West Side basketball here. Coach Small telling his team, just calm down and play the game that you've played all year. Now here we go with Bailey. Bailey will give it over to number 24. That's Gentry. Gentry gets it tipped, and it's going to be recovered by Ashton Knapp for West Side. Knapp with the basketball. Gives it over to Carlton. Carlton will give it over to Bailey. She skips it across, and it's going to get tipped out of bounds by Tara Godwin. Good defensive play there by the Lady Bears.
Lady Bears got their hands on it a couple of times this time down the floor, but just can't quite come up with it.
Gentry going to pass it in here for West Side. She'll give it over to Sutterfield. Sutterfield with it. And she's having problems from Tara Godwin, and she steals the basketball and gives it over to Skaggs. Godwin gets the basketball here now. Tied at 12, and the Lady Bears have it with 5:53 to go in our second quarter. Godwin with it. Gives it over to Mitchell. Mitchell in the corner. Gets it stolen by number 25, Sutterfield. She's going to drive all the way to the basket. She's going to have a wide-open fast-break layup. And West Side's up by 2. 14-12 is our score. 5:36 to go in our second quarter. Godwin with the basketball here. And they will skip it inside to Sarah Crow. And now another steal there by Knapp. Lady Bears have got to watch the turnovers. Knapp drives to the basket, puts it up, no good. And the Lady Bears are going to get the rebound here. And West Side fans are not happy with that no call down there. Godwin with the basketball, gives it over. Stolen again by Sutterfield. And now they're going to call.
Sarah Crow just picked up her second.
Lady Bears out of control here on that defensive end.
A couple of bad passes there.
Lady Bears are in foul trouble here.
Their defense is keeping them in it right now. They've got to get the offense going. I mean, if Terry can't score all the points by herself, somebody else is going to have to start.
You've got to be able to make those layups down low. West Side with the basketball here. It's given in to Knapp, number four, and it's going to be taken away by Megan Upton.
Another good defensive play.
Godwin with the basketball here. And it's that zone that they've had all this whole year that has created problems to every single team they've played pretty much.
3-2 zone.
Godwin with
big long arms out front with Mitchell causing problems.
Skaggs with the basketball here for the Lady Bears. Gives it over to Upton. Upton will give it over to Graves. Graves nearly got that ball taken away. Gives it back over to Skaggs. Lady Bears slowing things down here. Megan Upton with the basketball. Megan Upton gets it back over to Skaggs. That was tipped wide open to Mitchell. Mitchell up for two, and it's no good on the layup. The tip in by with Upton.
Mitchell
gets her own rebound.
Followed her own shot.
14-14 is our score. 4:16 to go in this second quarter. Here we go with number 12. That's Bailey. Bailey will give it over to Gentry. Gentry picks up her dribble, gives it back over to Bailey. Bailey back over to Gentry. She's going to try her luck on a three ball, and it's good. And now the Eagles up by three, 17-14. 3:59 to go in our second quarter, and Skaggs with the basketball now.
Gentry's hit a pair of three. She's got 6 points in the ball game.
She's had a great game for Westside so far. Skaggs with the basketball here for the Lady Bears. Great. Now over to Upton. Upton inside to Mitchell. That's going to be tipped out of bounds by Knapp for Westside, and it's going to be Lady Bear basketball still. Skaggs hit a pass into the basketball here. Skaggs calls out her play, gets it inside to Godwin. Godwin got a count on her. She dribbles back outside. Godwin with it here. 17-14, Lady Bears down by three with the basketball. Skaggs will give it over to Upton, now over to Graves. Graves in the corner. Graves picks up her dribble, gives it over to Godwin. Godwin saves it, drives, basket, up, no good, and it's rebounded by Upton. Upton's up for two, and it's good. Lady Bears still down one here, 17-16, and there's a timeout called, and Westside coach is not happy. 3:17 to go in our second quarter. We're back with more from Lake Hamilton in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
Welcome back here to Lake Hamilton High School. 17-16 our score coming out of the timeout. Lady Bears trail it by one, and Megan Upton got her first 2 points back as the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, one of the best players on the team here. And you've got a full list of players that could be announced for that.
All-conference player. We heard she was selected as an all-conference player down at the district tournament. So good to have her back on the floor.
It is. Sutterfield gives it over to Carlton. Carlton gives it over to Gentry for three. No good. And that's going to be rebounded here by Graves and given over to Godwin. Lady Bears with the basketball down by one. 2:53 to go in our second quarter. And Godwin is going to set up the play yet again here for Mammoth Spring. They'll give it over to Skaggs. Skaggs going to fire the three, and it's no good. And Chevelle Graves rips down that rebound. And they give it back over to Upton. Upton fouled, and she has a chance at an and one attempt. 18-17, Megan Upton puts us back up by two, and Lady Bears, up by one, and she's got the chance to make it two here. So Upton with the chance at an and one play here. That foul's called on number, couldn't catch our number. They're on the scoreboard.
I didn't see either. I believe Gentry might have got called. No, number 25.
Okay. Upton misses her free throw. Lady Bears still by one here. They'll give it up to Bailey, coming across the timeline, and she's picked up by Upton in that zone. Now they give it over to Sutterfield. Sutterfield gives it over to Carlton. Carlton gives it in to Finch. Finch going to drive along the baseline, and there's a foul called.
Orange Skaggs. Called for her first.
Mammoth fans don't like that one.
It was a foul, though. She reached in trying to stop it from going baseline.
So we're at the 1-1 now here for the rest of this second quarter. 2:25 to go. 18-17, Lady Bears by one. And here with the 1-1, they've got a chance to take the lead. It's going to be number two, Courtney Finch at the line. The sophomore coming into this game for Westside. Her first one's on the way. It's up and nope. It is good. It looks like it's going to bounce out there. Tied at 18 now. 2:25 to go in our second quarter. She's got another one coming here. Finch shoots, and it's going to be no good. And it's going to be pulled down here by Upton and given over to Godwin. 2:21 to go in our second quarter. Knotted up at 18 here. Been a great game so far. Godwin with the basketball. Godwin gets the screen set, gives it over to Upton. Upton over to Mitchell. Mitchell gives it over to Skaggs. She thought about firing that three ball again, but she's going to take it and dribble around to the top of the key. He gives it over to Upton. Upton will give it over to Godwin here. Godwin back over to Upton. Upton up, and it's good. Lady Bears now by two over the Westside Eagles, 20-18. Here we go again with Westside. Bailey will give it over to number 24. That's Gentry. Gentry will give it over to Carlton. Carlton gives it back over to Bailey. And now over to Carr.
Foul
or
on
Nash,
Mitchell.
Excuse me. And foul by Mitchell.
That's going to be three on Lauren.
She has got to be careful here. They're going to send in Shelby Vangenhoven.
They've got to get her out of the game here with just, minute 41 left in this first half. Don't want her to get that fourth foul.
No, for sure. So Nav's going to be at the line with the 1-1 here, a minute 41 to go in our second quarter.
Just two. That's just two on Mitchell.
I promise that thing said three.
It did earlier. I had her for three on my paper here. I was wrong.
So Nav's going to get one more at the line here after she makes it. She ties it up now at 20. Vangenhoven will pass into basketball here. Lady Bears offense kind of looks like they finally found that spark they needed to get things rolling.
Yeah, they're going to the post, Megan Upton, and she's making it count. She's been scoring
pretty much automatic
down there. 6 points already.
Graves with the basketball here. Graves fires the three. It's up. No good off the glass, and it's no good. It's going to roll around down there, and Westside is going to recover it. And now it's tipped out of bounds by Shelby Vangenhoven. It looks
almost. Yes,
but she was going for the defensive play, so that's going to be all right. Westside basketball here. It's going to be number 24. Gentry passed in the basketball to Bailey. Bailey's going to slow things down here. A minute 13 to go, and that is nearly tipped by Godwin. They'll give it over to Sutterfield. Sutterfield will give it over to Bailey. Bailey for three, and it's good. And puts the Eagles up by three. 23-20. Godwin with the basketball here. Under a minute to play in our second quarter. Godwin with the basketball. 23-20. 50 seconds to go here. Godwin slowing things down. Coach Small telling her to play, and she's going to set things up here for the Lady Bears. 23-20, we're here in the first round at Lake Hamilton High School for the 1A state tournament. As they give it inside to Upton. Upton's up for two, no good. Gets her own rebound. Back up, no good. And it's going to be recovered by Westside. They're on the floor for it, and there's a timeout called by Westside.
That was
a good move by Westside to call the timeout while it was still their basketball. 23-20, under 30 seconds to play here. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
And welcome back here to the Lake Hamilton High School, host of the 1A state tournament. It's the Lady Bears from Amos Spring and the Westside Greers Ferry Lady Eagles. And 23-20 is our score. Lady Bears trail it by three. Westside with the basketball. 29 seconds to play here in our second quarter. Bailey may be content for the last shot to go into the locker room here.
And
they're
going to
get up
leading by three.
If they'll give it over to Sutterfield. Sutterfield back over to Bailey. And they're going to get up here, and it's going to be Godwin. Godwin's going to challenge them. And now they give it over to Gentry. Gentry just about lost the basketball. They're under 7 seconds to play in this second quarter, and there's going to be a foul called on Shelby Vangenhoven, and that is going to be her third foul. Tara Crowe's going to check in here and make sure that Shelby Vangenhoven doesn't commit that fourth foul. And she has got to be careful here. Crowe
getting into some foul trouble here.
They are. Crowe's going to check in this ballgame. They are in the 1-1 here. So Sutherland, is going to get two at the line. 23-20 is our score. 4.7 seconds to go And now here's the shot by South Sutherland. Excuse me. And our shot's no good. Godwin pulls down the rebound. 2 seconds to go. Godwin fires. Hits the horn. No good. And that's the end of our second quarter. 23-20. Lady Bears down by three to the number one seed, Greer's Ferry Westside. 23-20 is our score at the half. 10 minutes on the clock for halftime. We'll talk some halftime stats when we're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The schools participating in this state basketball tournament game are members of the Arkansas Activities Association as authorized by their school boards. The administrators of these schools have helped to write the rules and regulations that govern participation of students in competitive activities for the schools that are members of the Arkansas Activities Association.
Say, Bobby, what's you up to, sports?
Howdy, 50s era announcer guy. I'm just building my new treehouse out here in the backyard.
Swell. However, do you think it's safe to build it so close to those power lines? Maybe it's time you went online to learn more about electrical safety from your Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
Looking for a venue for special events? Have an art party with friends and learn something new. Rutana Banana can help you explore your artistic side with scrapbooking, painting, and drop-in art classes. Maybe you're planning a wedding and want to make your own boutonnieres and bouquet. Rutana Banana can help you do that with creative ideas and coaching. Located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, their goal is to promote the community and also uplift Haitian artists with the goal of keeping families together. Stop in and see the unique artist nook, Love Lives at Rutana Banana.
Are you hungry for choices? French Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. French Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to French Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
And again, welcome back here to the Lake Hamilton High School. Lady Bears trailing at the half, 23-20, 7:28 to go here until we are set for our third quarter. And Mike, Lady Bears have played great here in this ball game so far.
Yeah, they're keeping it close, battling all the way. Defensively, I think they've really been strong in this first half. If they can just get their offense working. Looking at the scoring through the first half of play, for Greer's Ferry Westside, they were led in the first half by Ashton Knapp. She had 7 points, 6 points for Haley Gentry, 4 points for Cameron Sutterfield, 2 for Alex Sutherland, and 1 point for Courtney Finch, and also had a 3 there for Madison Bailey. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led by the senior Tara Godwin. Tara with a good first half. She scored their first 10 points, well, 10 of their first 12 points, I should say. She has 10 points at the half. Megan Upton off the bench, give them a lift. She's got 6 points. 4 points for Lauren Mitchell, and that's the scoring through the first half for Mammoth Spring. The big story is the fouls. Lady Bears have got to stay out of foul trouble. Shelby Vankenhoven had to sit there late in the first half with 3 fouls. 2 fouls for Lauren Mitchell, and I believe that's it as far as foul trouble, but still those players in some foul trouble in the first half of play. They've got to keep them on the floor here in the second half if they want to be able to play against a very good Greer's Ferry Westside basketball team. See what the Lady Bears can do here in the second half. Of course, this is the first of 2 games we'll have here from Lake Hamilton today. Later on this afternoon, the Mammoth Spring Bears will be in action. Bears We'll play Concord. That game set to tip off at right around 5:30. So we'll have that for you here on K Country. We'll look forward to that. Bears and Concord.
Right now, we got a second half of basketball coming your way here in about 5 minutes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The schools participating in this state basketball tournament game are members of the Arkansas Activities Association as authorized by their school boards. The administrators of these schools have helped to write the rules and regulations that govern participation of students in competitive activities for the schools that are members of the Arkansas Activities Association.
Being a student at Mammoth Springs School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
Welcome back again to Lake Hamilton High School at the half. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trailing Grisbury Westside 23-20. I want to say thank you to our Lady Bear boosters and Quick Clary Funeral Home in Mammoth Spring, Theron, Alton. First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Theron, Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Theron, Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Theron and West Plains. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear basketball, Lady Bears and the Lady Eagles. Both are back out here on the floor at the half, getting warmed up and ready to go. We expect an exciting second half of play. Lady Bears take a little bit better care of the basketball here in the second half. They're right in this, only down three, and they have, I think, played a really good defense the first half of basketball. See if they get that offense clicking here in the second half and advance into that second round of the state tournament would be fantastic. Of course, this is a busy day of basketball. Several other area teams we'll be playing later on today here at Lake Hamilton High School. I know the Hillcrest boys will play this evening. They'll play in the late game. Also, the Viola boys, they'll be playing here next. They play right around 2:30. They take on Wonderview. So good luck to the Longhorns. Lady Longhorns got a win last night. Also, the Norfolk Lady Panthers will be playing today. Later on, and let's see, that looks like it as far as our local teams. Well, Hillcrest Girls also will be playing Rural Special later today. So a lot of good local teams here at the state tournament in Lake Hamilton. Coach Small right now visiting with his team as we get ready to start this second half of play. Greer's Ferry will head to the sideline. Megan Tudor is the head coach for the Lady Eagles. She's talking to them. And we are just about set to go. Referees are back out on the floor. Again, Lady Bears got to avoid foul trouble here in this second half of play. Looks like Sarah Crow will start the second half in place of Shelby Vangenhoven, who has three first-half fouls. It'll be Lady Bear basketball down three as they take the floor. Again, they are in the road blue today. They are the lower seed in this tournament. The number four seed out of their region
course, Greers Ferry won their regional tournament. They are the number one seed out of that region. We are just about set, waiting until they run the final few seconds here off the clock. It's a really nice arena here at Lake Hamilton. You've never been here to watch basketball. Not a bad spot in the gym to watch the game. 7 seconds on the clock. They got to wait, run all of this down, and we are ready to go. It'll be Lauren Skaggs to trigger the ball in for Mammoth Spring. She'll bring it in, looking to come in, and still looking. Now brings it in to Tara Godwin. Tara will cross half court. She has number 12 Bentley on her to Mitchell on the right wing. Mitchell to Skaggs, right back to Mitchell. She stops top of the key, gives it to Godwin on the left wing. Godwin out on the floor, gets it back. Godwin three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Rebound inside by Mitchell. She goes to the basket, can't get to go. Crow with a follow back up and in. Good rebound there by the freshman Sarah Crow, and she can tie this ball game as she goes to the free throw line. Sarah with her first 2 points of the ball game. Free throw is on the way. It's good. 23-all, Mammoth Spring and Greers Ferry Westside. Bentley will cross half court. She'll give it on the wing to Gentry. Gentry, a couple of dribbles out to Sutterfield. Sutterfield looking inside. Back over, almost a steal there by Godwin. Sutterfield passed underneath to Southland. She can't get it to go. Her shot back up and in on the follow. That's Sutherland, excuse me. Sutherland with the follow-up. Her fourth point in the ball game. And they're back in front by two. Westside out of Greers Ferry, 25-23. Lauren Mitchell on the left wing, top of the key to Graves. Over to Skaggs on the wing. Skaggs cross the floor to Mitchell. Mitchell, top of the key to Skaggs. She'll give it to Graves, left wing. Now to Crow, Sarah. Back to Graves. Back to Crow. Crow just inside the three-point line. Tried to go underneath to Mitchell. The ball stolen by Greers Ferry. Set the west side Lady Eagles go to the basket. That's going to be a foul, I think. Chevelle Graves is going to be called for her first. As number four, it is Knapp. Ashton Knapp driving to the basket through the foul. Knapp with 7 points in the ball game. That's for the free throw, trying to make it a three-point ball game again, and does. That's what the lead was at the half. 26-23, Westside leading Mammoth Spring. 6:32 left third quarter. Second free throw is good. 9 points now for Knapp. Full court pressure here. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will inbound. Lauren Mitchell will bring it across half court. They are trying to deny the ball from Tara Godwin. Chasing her all over the floor. Tara, they're going to make them work. She's running everywhere trying to get free. Gets the ball here. Gives it to Graves. Out to Crow. They go underneath. Beautiful pass into Mitchell for two. Nice play from the high post down to the low post, and the Lady Bears are back to within two. 27-25. Crow with a block. It's going to go out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Sarah Crow. And she blocked the shot from Knapp. And the Lady Eagles will inbound. Bailey will bring it in. Gets it to Gentry. She drives, puts the shot up on the run. No good. Rebound by Chevelle Grace. Chevelle up the floor to Godwin. Two on one. Godwin to the basket. Puts it up. A lot of contact. No call. Mitchell with a rebound. Back up and in. Lauren Mitchell with four quick points. She's got eight now in the ballgame. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears on defense. Shot up, and there's going to be a foul call. We'll see. I believe they're going to get Graves again, as Gentry tried to drive baseline. Knew they did call it on both Graves and Crow was there. Gentry at the free throw line. The free throw is good. Gentry with 7 points. And we got a timeout called by Coach Small. He wants to talk things over. 28-27. Westside with a lead, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back again to Lake Hamilton High School. 5:41 left to play third quarter. Westside leading Mammoth Spring by one, 28-27. This game has been close all the way. I think the biggest lead has been a five-point Westside lead early. Right now, one-point lead. Coach Small wants to talk things over here with his Lady Bears as the Lady Eagles go back out on the floor. They come back out with Sutherland, along with Sutterfield, Knapp, Bentley, and Gentry. Gentry at the free throw line. She made the first of two shots here. She'll shoot the second now. Gentry at the line here, trying to make it a two-point ball game. First free throw, or the second free throw, I should say, is no good. And Crow pulls down the rebound. She'll give it to Skaggs. Lauren on the dribble. Lost it. Got to go back and get it. Lady Bears got to get it across half court. Up the floor, almost a turnover. Chased down by Chevelle Gray. She's double-teamed. And we're going to have a jump ball. It'll belong to Greer's Ferry. Lady Bears there. Managed to save the ball in, but then the double-team on Chevelle gets the jump, and it'll go back to the Lady Eagles, leading by one. Bentley in the front court stops behind the three-point line, kicks it out to Sutterfield. They work it inside to Sutherland. She'll put it up and in. Sutherland now with 6 points, and the Lady Bears are down by three again, 30-27. Mammoth Spring has to answer here. Derrick Godwin drives into the lane. Her pass is tipped and so stolen, and now a foul called on Godwin. Tara going to pick up the foul. That's her first. And checking in, Megan Upton will come in. Chevelle Graves will get a breather. So Upton, who gave him a lift in the first half, she had 6 points off the bench. Bentley drives in, stops at the three-point line, gives it back out to Sutterfield. Sutterfield looking underneath, gives it to Bentley. They go in to Sutherland. She's going to be fouled, and they're going to get Lauren Skaggs on the reach there. Foul was on the floor before the shot. So it'll be Eagles basketball on the baseline. Bentley to inbound, lobs it in. The ball tipped away on the floor and then knocked out by Sarah Crow, who jumped on the floor trying to get to that loose ball. Good hustle, Sarah. And the Lady Bears will set up the defense again. Trailing by three. Inbound play stolen by Mitchell. Lauren on the dribble. She'll bring it up the floor. Mitchell crosses half court. Holds up, looks for help, gets it back to Godwin. Again, Bentley doing a good job. She is guarding Godwin all over the floor, trying to deny her the basketball. With the basketball, throw out to Upton. Swing into the corner to Mitchell. Back out top of the key to Skaggs. Now over to Crow. Crow looking inside. Gives it to Upton in the corner. We'll come back out to Skaggs. To Mitchell. Lady Bears on offense here. Pass inside. It's going to be tipped away and stolen by Greer's Ferry. And Mitchell just committed a foul there. For Mitchell, that will be three. Lauren just picked up her third. Ball will come in on the side. That is the fifth foul on the Lady Bears already here in this third quarter. Mitchell's got to be careful here. Yeah, three fouls already. Timeout taken by the Lady Bears. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on ESPN.
Looking for a venue for special events? Have an art party with friends and learn something new. Rutana Banana can help you explore your artistic side with scrapbooking, painting, and drop-in art classes. Maybe you're planning a wedding and want to make your own boutonnieres and bouquet. Rutana Banana can help you do that with creative ideas and coaching. Located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, their goal is to promote the community and also uplift Haitian artists with the goal of keeping families together. Stop in and see the unique artist nook. Love lives at Rutana Banana.
Welcome back again, Lake Hamilton High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears training by three, 30-27 to the Westside Lady Eagles. Westside basketball. Bentley in the front court gives it on the wing to Gentry, underneath to Sutherland. Then back to Bentley. Her shot no good. Rebound by Sarah Crow. Sarah looking for help now. She'll give it to Mitchell. Mitchell on the dribble, taking it up the sideline. Goes around the defender. And we got a foul on the sideline. Good job by Lauren there to break the pressure. They are just not going to let Tara touch the basketball.
They're not, and they shouldn't. She's had a great first half.
Had a great first half. They are really denying her the ball. She gets it here on the inbound. And now they'll back off a little bit. Bentley guarding Godwin. They'll give it over to Skaggs. Lauren looking inside. She lobs it in to Crow. Crow will pull up for the jumper off the glass for two.
Good shot there by Sarah Crow. Puts the Bears at least down by 1 here.
Sarah Crow now with 5 points. Bentley will cross half court on the dribble. Gives it to number 24, Gentry. Back out to Sutterfield. Sutterfield's pass to Knapp. She'll go in. Puts the shot up. No good. Sarah Crow with the rebound. Missed an absolute layup there. Lady Bears quickly back the other way. Godwin drives in, had it knocked away, and chased down in the corner, and we got a travel called on number 25, Sutterfield. Sutterfield called for the travel. Gives the ball back to the Lady Bears, down one. Coach Small calling out the play for Mammoth Spring. 2:59 left to play third quarter. It's been a good ball game. It has been close from the tip. Lady Bears, Godwin has it out front. She's guarded by Bentley. Directing traffic here, wanting someone to pop out on the wing here. Godwin trying to get free. Goes around the defender, drives in. We got a blocking foul called, and they're going to count the bucket. Good play there by Godwin.
Puts the Bears up by 1 here.
Tara now with 12 points in the ball game. That's her first 2 of the second half. And that's going to send her to the free throw line for Bentley. Is that her second?
I think it is.
Her second foul. Mammoth Springs, Tara Godwin, trying to make it a 2-point Bear lead. Can't get it to go. Rebound, no by Upson. Upson back out to Godwin. Godwin puts it up. Can't get it to go. By the inside again. Lady Bears had it, but they're going to call a foul.
Looks like the Lady Bears have their hands on the ball.
If that's on Mitchell, that'll be her fourth. And quickly, Coach Small is going to go to the bench. I think they changed the number on that. It's not Mitchell. I believe they called Upson for the foul. For the Lady Bears, we'll set up the defense here, leading by 1, 31-30. 2:35 left to play third quarter. First round of the 1A state tournament here at Lake Hamilton High School. Sutterfield with the ball, trying to get around Upson, drives in, kicks it back out. They work it underneath to Sutherland. She splits the double team, goes up, had the shot blocked, and they're going to call a foul. We'll see who it's on. There was 3 or 4 Bears there in the area. I think they're probably going to get Skaggs for that one.
Let's hope.
Evan Post.
Let's say let's hope. It looks like Lauren Skaggs has 3 fouls here.
I think so. They've got,
they're going to call that on Mitchell.
On Mitchell. Wow, that's her 4. That's big.
It's huge for the Lady Bears and big for Westside for sure.
The senior's going to have to sit for a while now with 2:20 left to play in the third quarter. And Sutherland missed the free throw. Close game like this, these free throws are big too. Second one is good. Ties the ball game at 31. Alex Sutherland now with 7 points. Godwin breaks the pressure. She pushed it into the front court. Stops now, goes in, and she's going to draw another foul.
Lady Bears aren't far from the 1-1.
Now that is the, actually, that's the 4th foul on the Lady Eagles. Bentley going to check back in. That foul was called on number 24, excuse me. For the basketball, Mammoth Spring to inbound. Lauren Skaggs looking to come in, still looking. They got to get it in here. They do finally to Godwin. Tara drives in, pull-up jumpers on the way. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Good tip by Crow, picked up by Skaggs. Now all the way back out front. Tara will set up the play, gives it to Graves. Down in the corner to Upton. Upton's pass is tipped and going to go out of bounds. Set last by the Westside Lady Eagles now. So the Lady Bears still on offense here, tied at 31. A minute 55 left in the third quarter. Skaggs will inbound the basketball, trying to go into Crow, and just off her fingertips, a little bit too high.
So another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears.
I think Coach Small might have tried a new inbound there on that one, and at least he's like, I don't want to do that again.
He's trying to lob it into Crow there on that back door. Just a little bit too high for him. With the basketball, Sutterfield. She's trying to get free. Pull-up jumper's no good. Rebound, though, by Megan Upton, and got a rebounding foul underneath. Good box out by Megan. Let's see who the foul's on. I believe they're going to get number 25, Sutterfield, on the foul. Inbound play. Lady Bears got to get the ball in here. Finally due to Godwin. Here quickly breaks the pressure, takes it into the front court, and she's going to be fouled by Sutherland. For Alex Sutherland, that'll be her third foul.
And, I said that at the beginning we've seen this, and they're not going to really let them be that physical, but, I mean, it's been...
They let them play a little
they
bit.
They do, and then it seems like they don't, kind of.
Tara Godwin knocks in the free throw. Tara now with 13 points in the ball game, leading the score in the game for either team right now. Second one is good. 14 for Tara.
Tara's had a great game.
Up the floor quickly, Gentry goes to the basket. Her shot challenged by Crow. She had to throw it just a little bit off where she wanted to go. And the ball's going to go out of bounds to Westside. 33-31, Mammoth Spring up by two. The shot on the way is no good. Rebound on the floor picked up by Chevelle Gray. Chevelle will take one dribble and then threw it away. Knapp with it. Knapp to the basket. She's going to be blocked, but there's going to be a foul called on Sarah Crow. And Sarah just picked up her third foul.
Got to be careful here. Lady Bears starting to get all their starters except Tara Godwin and Megan Upton in foul trouble.
Lady Bears are not going to have anybody left at this rate. They keep fouling. Knapp at the free throw line shoots the first one. It's good. Knapp, the first Lady Eagle in double figures. She has 10 points. Makes it a one-point ball game, 33-32.
This has been a great game.
It has went back and forth. Second shot on the way. Here's good. Knapp ties it up with her 11th point. Inbound play here, and it's stolen by Knapp. She missed the shot, though. Rebound by Bentley. She'll go back up and in. Lady Bears trail by two now.
Got to be smart on the inbound play.
Another turnover there cost the Lady Bears. Godwin dribbling through traffic to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Great shot by the senior.
Basket to basket right there.
16 now for Godwin. Quickly the other way. Gentry, crossover dribble, tried to go inside. It's kicked by Sarah Crow. Tied at 35. We're down to 51 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Both these teams not ready to go home. Knapp with a nice head fake gives it to Bentley. She'll fire the jumper up and in. Bentley now with 7 points. Lady Bears again facing full court pressure. Skaggs almost fell down. Gets it back to Crow. Now over to Godwin. Tara will break the pressure into the front court. Goes baseline, and she's going to draw a foul. Tara drew another foul there, and we'll see who that's on.
And we're the 1-1.
That's Sutherland, though. That could be four.
It is four.
Did they call it on Sutherland?
I think so. I thought I'd seen the official. I may have been wrong there, but
there it is. Yeah, Sutherland picked up her fourth. Tara set for the first free throw. It's on the way, and it's good.
Westside's got to be careful on their foul, and Sutherland's got 4:25. Has got three. Most of their starters here have got to be careful. I mean, they're getting right there with Mammoth. Everybody's in foul trouble.
Tara's second free throw is good. Godwin has been huge today. 18 points in the ball game.
She's a senior. She's not ready to go home.
Yep, not ready for her career in high school to end yet. 37 all. Down to 19 seconds left in the third quarter. The shot up at the other end, no good. Rebound by the Lady Bears. Godwin with it. 12 seconds to go. She's triple-teamed. We got a reach and foul. That was not smart by number 24, Gentry. They were 70 feet from the basket here. And she reached in and fouled Tara Godwin. Tara goes up the line to shoot the 1-1 with 8.4 seconds remaining in the third. For Gentry, what is that, her third foul now?
Yeah.
Both teams with a lot of fouls. Godwin's free throw up, no good. Rebound by Sutterfield. Sutterfield up the floor to Knapp. Knapp
on the dribble. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound by Tessa Smith. And that's the end of the third quarter. What a ball game. Tied at 37. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Favorite thing about my street?
It's quiet.
Safe.
The people.
We rely on each other.
And we rely on our Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The co-op isn't just about electricity.
It's about power.
The power of information. Efficiency.
Safety.
Technology.
That's why whenever I have a question about energy,
I always call my Touchstone Energy Cooperative first.
Because in my community,
I am the co-op.
And the co-op
is me.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank's Fish House has the best touch puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Frank's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Welcome back again to Lake Hamilton High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Westside, Greensbury Westside, tied up at 37 at the end of three quarters. It has been a good ball game. It has been close from the start. Biggest lead of the game has been 5 points. Lady Bears will have the ball here to start the fourth quarter. Shelby Vankenhoven to bring the ball in. To foul trouble, the big story here. Lady Bears and the Lady Eagles both with some foul trouble. Lauren Mitchell on the bench with four right now. She'll be set for a while here to start this fourth quarter. Lady Bears with Godwin, Graves, Crow, Upton, and Vankenhoven on the floor. Shelby over to Megan. Megan Upton picks up her dribble. Back to Vankenhoven. Vankenhoven, nice backdoor cut and pass into Godwin. And Godwin now with 20. Her defender turned her head, and Tara went to the basket. With the basketball, Sutterfield will give it out to Knapp. Knapp on the dribble, sets it up, goes down the middle of the lane, blocked by Crow. Crow with another block, and they're going to get her for a foul. Sarah with a quick recovery to block that first one, but picked up the foul on the second one. And for Sarah now, that's going to be four fouls on her. So Crow has four. Mitchell has four. Free throw on the way is no good for Bailey. It looks like Lauren Skaggs going to come running into the ball game. She'll come in. Shelby's going out. Sarah Crow staying on the floor with four fouls. Got to be careful. Shot on the way is no good. Actually, they called that foul on Shelby. It's her fourth.
All right. I see that now.
Yeah. Up the floor. Graves drives in. Can't get the shot to go. Fight for the rebound. Upton had a hand on it. Good foul there. I know that's only Tara's second, and she had a player on the other end of the floor all by herself. But that was going to be an easy two.
Good stop to the fast break there.
Make them earn his free throw line. That was going to be a definite 2 points. Tara picks up her second foul. Change that last foul on her last trip down. Shelby now with four, and Sarah's only got three. Free throw by Knapp is good. Ashton Knapp has led them in scoring. She has 12 points. Just for the second, she could tie it up here. It's all the way, and it's good. 13 for Knapp, and we're tied at 39. Godwin will take the inbound. Tara with Bentley on her. Tara's been attacking the basket all afternoon and had her shot blocked this time by Sutherland. Out to Knapp. Knapp pushing the ball up the floor. Takes it right down the center of the lane. Runs into Lauren. Good call for the charge. Good job by Lauren Skaggs.
Lady Bears have the right things rolling the right way right now.
And they just got to keep scoring and keep playing good defense. Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball here. They'll inbound trying to get Godwin open here. And like I said, they are really pressuring her all over the floor. Tara breaks the pressure. Takes it into the lane. Shot up. It's blocked. And now back up the floor, Knapp on the run. She's going to the basket, up and no good. Rebound, though, by Sutterfield, and she'll draw the foul. Sutterfield had a big height advantage here. Chevelle Graves trying to stop her and threw the foul on Chevelle. That'll make it a two-point
West side lead. Sutter Phillips and I. Shot on the way is good. Make it a three-point lead. Coach Small wants to talk things over. 42-39, Mammoth Spring down three. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Welcome back here to Lake Hamilton High School. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and Brewersbury Westside Lady Eagles in a good one at 42-39 Westside with a three-point lead. It will be Lady Bear basketball out of the timeout. Both teams in a lot of foul trouble here in this ball game. It's been a physical game. Good defense played on both sides of the floor. Lady Bears trying to see if they can get this thing a little closer here. That's it, trailing by three. They'll face full court pressure again. Again, they're going to try to double-team and deny the ball to Godwin. They'll bring it into Gray. She'll hand it to Tara. Tara now slows it down. She'll cross half court on the dribble. Picked up by Bentley. Takes it to the middle of the floor. Godwin over to Skaggs. Skaggs looks inside, gets it to Upton. Upton, first half is blocked. It's going to go out of bounds. Sutterfield with a nice defensive play there for the Lady Eagles. So it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball here on the sideline. Sarah Crow will trigger the ball in. Mammoth Spring trying to inbound the ball, and they do. Skaggs. Lawrence with the basketball behind the three-point line. Swings it around. Up it. Back to Godwin. Tara with the ball. She'll give it to Graves. Graves. And we come back outside to Upton. They swing it around to Skaggs. Skaggs fires the jumper. It's good. A two-pointer. They said she had a foot on the line. Big bucket there. They were daring Lauren to shoot it, so she just knocked it down. Lady Bears down by one, 42-41. Sutterfield outside gives it to Bailey on the wing. Back out to Sutterfield, top of the key. She has Graves on her. Back to Bentley. They swing it around to Gentry. Gentry. Back to Bentley. Underneath, the pass is stolen by Crow. Good defense, Sarah Crow. And Lady Bears a chance to get the lead back this trip down. Trailing by one, 42-41, but 5:14 to play. Sarah Crow has been a great help to these Lady Bears. And the Spring Lady Bears with the basketball, up with it on the wing. Pass back out to Skaggs. Lauren picks up her dribble, gets to Godwin. Godwin on the left wing. Started by Bentley. Back over to Skaggs, and it's too high. Out of her reach just a little. Going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Westside. 1 point. Westside lead, 42-41. Lauren Mitchell back in with four fouls. Megan up to get the breather. Megan's played quite a bit, not to have played in a while.
She has, and she's played. She's been ready to get back out there on the floor, and she's proven it now.
Played well today. Mammoth Spring on defense here. Pass inside. Crow jumped in the passing lane. We're going to have a foul call.
That was really late call there.
Wow. They call it on Sarah?
Yeah, they did.
It looked
That's
like
a fourth foul.
Looked like she jumped in front of the offensive player and got the ball, and they come across her. But they called Sarah for her four, so now Sarah has four, Lauren has four, and Shelby has four.
Got to be careful.
Free throw by Sutherland is good.
Kind of looking like that history championship game at Armorell a year ago. Lady Bears just about had to play with three players.
Yeah, Sutherland also playing with four is at the free throw line. Second free throw is up. It's good. Back to a three-point lead for the Lady Eagles and a turnover on the Lady Bears. Still lots of time here. 4:39 to play. Bears need a defensive stop here. Got to get the ball back. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Sutherland. Sutherland looking inside, gives it to Bailey. She'll fire the jumper, no good. Rebound by Crow. Out to Godwin. Tara tried to dribble through traffic. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Mitchell. Mitchell is going to be fouled. I think they're going to get Bentley. Mitchell did a good job just staying in one place and not rolling over with it. I mean, that's what players tend to do. They get the ball like that, and they'll roll over and be called for the travel.
Right.
She stayed still. Now she's going to go to the free throw line here to shoot the 1-1.
And that's now her third foul.
Third foul on Bentley. At the line. Lauren Mitchell. First one is on the way. It's good. Mitchell knocks it down. She has 9 points in the ball game and had to sit a lot of the ball game in foul trouble. Second one is good. Make it 10 for Lauren. She's in double figures. Lady Bears back to them one, 44-43. Ooh, that looked like a travel.
That did.
Ball's loose on the floor, diving after it. Sarah Crow, good aggressive play there by the freshman.
She's definitely helped the Lady Bears, and especially right now here.
Well,
they got their bags pressed against the wall.
They called the jump ball, but it still belongs to the Eagles. And it looks like they want to call a timeout. Timeout taken, 44-43. Westside leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its Great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Springs Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back again to Lake Hamilton High School, home of the Wolves, and it is the host of the 1A State Tournament here this week. And, of course, congratulations to the Hickory County Cougars and Viola Lady Longhorns with big wins last night in the first round of the tournament. Now, today, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mammoth Spring Bears both will be playing. We'll have a Bears game for you around 5:30 this afternoon, so be sure and listen for that. Lady Bears head back out on the floor. They'll come back out. Looks like it'll be Shelby Vangenhoven, Sarah Crow, Lauren Mitchell, Tara Godwin, and Chevelle Graves. Got three players out there with four fouls for Mammoth Spring.
And they're putting it all in right now.
It's time to see what they can do here with 4:18 to play. With the basketball, Sutterfield. Sutterfield walks up, gives it to Knapp. Knapp looking inside, back across to Sutterfield. She's going to go baseline, picks up her dribble. Back out to Bentley. To Gentry on the wing. Gentry out to Bentley. Lady Bears in that 3-2 zone here. Making them work around it. They try to work it in to Sutherland. She turns. Faces up. Her ball. The ball is tipped, but goes out to Gentry. West side in no hurry here. 1-point lead. Down to 3:47 to play in this one.
They need to try to run it across
the floor to Knapp. Knapp goes up. Puts the shot up and in. Nice play from Knapp. She's a good player. She's got 15 points now in the ball game, and it's back to a 3-point West Side lead up the floor. Mitchell with it. Mitchell holding on to it, looking for help. Gives it off to Godwin. Tara with Bentley on her. To Vangenhoven. Shelby to Mitchell. Mitchell turns, goes to the basket, puts it up. Can't get to go. Rebound by Sutherland. Quickly up the floor. Knapp. Knapp going to the basket all alone, drives it in, puts it up. There wasn't nothing Mitchell could do. She had four fouls.
She knew she had four fouls.
She had to just sort of turn sideways and let her go with the basketball. A lot of contact there.
Yeah.
And picked up by Sutherland. I believe she fouled out.
That's big there.
5-point West Side lead with 2:54 to play. And number 30, Sutherland. Alex Sutherland fouls out with 9 points.
That's huge there for the Lady Bears. Sarah Godwin's got to make these free throws, get the Lady Bears right back in this thing.
We'll shoot two. They're in the double bonus now with 10 fouls, even though she was passing that off to a player underneath. They're taking their time here, getting ready to send somebody in. They're going to send in Finch. And Finch will check in for Sutherland, who fouled out. They only went to their bench a whole lot. Free throw by Godwin off the rim, no good.
Got to make free throws here in these final moments.
Megan Upton runs to the scores table. She's going to get back into the ballgame. We'll see who she's coming in for. She's coming in for Graves and Lady Bears. Going with a little bigger lineup here. At the line, Godwin sets for the free throw. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Sutterfield. Big miss there. It's a five-point ball game with 2:51 to play. Across the half court, Bentley in no hurry here, and it looks like Westside's just going to hold the ball out here and make it come get them. But he's got a five-point lead with 2:38 left to go in the ball game. Bears have got to come pick them up. Gentry almost traveled and then going to be fouled by Godwin. So this may come down to a free throw shooting contest before it's over. Gentry at the line. Godwin picks up her third. Like you said, Lady Bears may have trouble having enough players to finish this game
right
the way they're going. At the line, Gentry's first free throw is off the rim, no good. So Lady Bears get a little help there. They need her to miss another one here. Get a quick score on the other end. Down five. Shot on the way is no good. Mammoth Spring with the rebound. This biggest lead in the ballgame has been five. That's where it is right now, 48-43. Down to 2:25 to play. Tara Godwin with the basketball. Gives it to Upton on the wing. Out to Vangenhoven. Shelby, one dribble. Works it in. They go underneath to Upton. Upton off the glass for two. Megan Upton with two more. She's got eight in the ballgame. And it's down to a three-point lead again. Got to get a stop here. 48-45, 2:05 to play. Lots of time. Lady Bears need to come get them here. Make them do something with the basketball. Bentley drives in, kicks it out to Knapp. Knapp in the lane. Back out to Sutterfield. Sutterfield had her shot blocked by Crow. Nice defensive play by Sarah Crow. Playing with four fouls.
You've got to be careful
with that shot. She's got at least three or four blocks in this ball game. I haven't kept up with them, but I remember she's blocked a few with the basketball. Outside, Gentry gives it to Sutterfield. They're in no hurry. Leading by three, down to a minute 42 to play. Sutterfield out to Bentley. Lady Bears picking up the pressure a little bit. They'll swing it around. They give it to Knapp. Maybe if you're going to foul somebody, number two hadn't played a whole lot.
Right.
She might be the one to foul next time she touches it. Sutterfield with the basketball down to a minute 21, and Tara Godwin's going to commit a foul.
That's her fourth.
So now the Lady Bears playing with Vangenhoven, Mitchell, Crow, and Godwin all with four. At the line, number 25, Sutterfield. Big free throws here. She can make it a five-point lead. She makes them both. First one's on the way. It's good. Sutterfield now with 8 points in the ballgame. Set for the second. 4 points. West Side lead. Second one's on the way, and it's good. Make it a five-point lead. 9 points for Sutterfield.
Lady Bears got to go here.
Yeah, need to get something quick. A minute 21 to play. Mitchell drives in, gives it to Upton, out to Crow. Crow looking inside to Upton for two. Good pass. And a nice finish by Megan Upton in double figures with 10 points.
Lady Bears are fighting for their right here.
They got to go get the ball right now. We're down to a minute five. Nobody can foul. Upton's the only one that's not going to foul out if she fouls somebody. Lady Bears got to go get her. Bentley to the basket. Couldn't get it to go. Big miss there. Lady Bears got what they wanted there. Didn't have to commit the foul.
They
got to
get a score here.
Tara Godwin with the basketball. Lady Bears down three, 50-47. Vangenhoven will hand it back to Godwin. Out to Crow. Sarah drives in, turn. Shot up is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sutterfield. And that's going to be it for Lauren Mitchell. Lauren reaching in. Was down to 32 seconds left, though. Somebody has to foul. Got to stop the clock when they've got the ball. Down three. Looks like Lauren Skaggs going to check back in for Mammoth Spring.
Lady Bears.
And did we have a timeout called? All the players for Westside went to the sideline.
That should be a technical. You're not allowed to leave the floor.
They were all sitting down on the bench, but I think they thought there was a timeout. Lady Bears will hope for a miss here, or at least a couple of misses. Sutterfield made her last two. Pass to the line, the first one on the way is good. She's in double figures now with 10. Second Lady Eagle in double figures. Makes it a four-point ball game. Second shot is on the way. It's good. Got a push here.
Timeout called by Coach Small.
Coach Small calls the timeout. 52-47, West Side with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network, ESPN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Hey, welcome back again to Lake Hamilton High School. We're down to 32 seconds to play in this one. Lady Bears down 5, 52-47. I want to say thank you again to our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Carter Funeral Home and Thayer in West Plains, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Clary Funeral Home, Mammoth Spring, Thayer and Alton. Lady Bears need quick points here. They're down 5. And got to get at least 2 scores one way or another and need a stop. You need someone to miss some free throws if you're going to foul them. Inbound play here, full court pressure for the Lady Eagles. Godwin gets it. She's got to go. Down to 30 seconds to play. Tara into the front court, all the way to the basket, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Sarah Crow back. Ooh, she threw it low. Almost had the 3-point play the old-fashioned way there.
That would have been big.
The ball rolled off the side of the rim. Sarah will go to the free throw line. We'll check who that foul's on. Looks like number 2, Finch, picks up her court. Shot for Crow is on the way. It's good. Sarah Crow with the bucket. For Sarah, that's 3 points. Sarah makes her second. Make it 4 for Crow with the basketball. Now, over to Sutterfield. Sutterfield up the floor to Bentley. Bentley to Gentry, and Gentry's going to be fouled by Lauren Scott. Lauren, get back on the floor. She's got 3 fouls now. And that's going to send Gentry to the free throw line. Gentry at the line. Shot up is good. This team has made their free throws down the stretch when it counted here. That's paid off. 4-point lead now with 16 seconds left. That's going to just about do it. It's going to be hard to get 5 points in 15 seconds here for the Lady Bears and stop them from scoring. 11 seconds. Got to do something. Running out of time. 3-pointer on the way by Godwin. It's no good. Air ball. It's out of bounds to Westside. That's going to do it. The Westside Lady Eagles. Westside Lady Eagles are going to win it here and advance into the second round of the state tournament. Final score, 54-49. Westside with the lead over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lady Bears fought hard, but come up just a little bit short here in this one. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap this one up here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
Welcome back here to Lake Hamilton High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears season came to an end here with a loss to the Westside Lady Eagles, 54-49. Great effort. These teams went back and forth. Biggest lead of the ball game was a 5-point lead for Drewsbury Westside. Lady Bears fought hard, just couldn't get it done, getting a lot of foul trouble in this ball game. If we look at the scoring, Westside led by Ashton Knapp. She finished with 15 points. Looks like 11 points for Cameron Sutherland. And then for Cameron Satterfield, had 11 points. Alex Sutherland had 9 points in the ball game. 9 points for Haley Gentry, 7 points for Madison Bailey, and one for Christina Finch. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led by their senior, Tara Godwin. Tara finished the game with 20 points. 10 points for Lauren Mitchell, 10 for Megan Upton. It looks like 4 points for Sarah Crow, 5 points for Chevelle Graves, and 2 points for Lauren Skaggs in the ballgame. Again, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears losing here in the first round of the 1A state tournament to a very good Westside Lady Eagle basketball team. Again, a reminder, we've got Bears basketball later on this afternoon. Mammoth Spring Bears will take on Concord at 5:30 in the first round here of the 1A state tournament. Also later tonight, for you basketball fans out there, the Fair Lady Bobcats and Fair Bobcats in action in state sectional play over at Poplar Bluff, and Mike Priest will be there with the call of those games. We've got a lot of good basketball for you here today. We're going to wrap things up and get out of here for just a little while. We'll be back with you later on with Bear basketball. Lady Bear basketball brought to you by FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Main Street Boutique in Mammoth Spring, Ozarks Medical Center Thayer, Mammoth Spring Clinic, Lieutenant Banana Mammoth Spring, The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and Mammoth Spring School District. For Hayden Savage, I'm Mike Robertson for Lady Bear Basketball on K-Country 95.
Hey there, kiddos!
Howdy, Golden Age of Radio Announcer Guy. We're just playing on this big green fort.
That's just swell. However, that's no fort at all. That's a pad-mounted transformer. Maybe it's time you went online to learn more about electrical safety from your Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Reach North Arkansas Electric Cooperative at 870-895-3221.
Looking for a venue for special events? Have an art party with friends and learn something new. Rutana Banana can help you explore your artistic side with scrapbooking, painting, and drop-in art classes. Maybe you're planning a wedding and want to make your own boutonnieres and bouquet. Rutana Banana can help you do that with creative ideas and coaching. Located at 204 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, their goal is to promote the community and also uplift Haitian artists with the goal of keeping families together. Stop in and see the unique artist nook, Love Lives at Rutana Banana.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
A big city boutique in a small town? Main Street Boutique has the look you want for the season. Stop in and check out the new styles that have arrived. Main Street Boutique will give you the feel of a big city boutique, but it's located in beautiful downtown Mammoth Spring. No need to drive hours to find that look you want. At Main Street Boutique, the staff will help you find that perfect look that screams style and fashion. From tops, pants, jewelry, and shoes, they have all of the latest cutting-edge styles. Located at 224 Main Street in Mammoth Spring, don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.